Chagiga Yerushalmi, corresponding to Chagiga Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph, beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, 12 lines up from the foot of the page, Rivei B'Shem Shmuel. Rivei B'Shem Shmuel, Ein Moim Loim Min HaLochis, Loim Min HaGodos, Loim Min HaTosophos, Ela Min HaTalmud. Rivei, quoting Shmuel, said that we don't rule based on extrapolation from HaLochis, which is tradition from Sinai, and not from HaGodos, and not from Tosefta or Vaisos, rather from Talmud. Raha Talmud, Tana Rabbi Chalafta ben Rashol, he shnei minei chitim, he shnei minei sa'irim. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Chalafta ben Rashol taught that two kinds of wheat, if he made two granaries, a tradition from Sinai, obligates leaving pair from each, the same applies to two kinds of barley. Amr Bizeira, kachai sa halacha biyadam shachur, he shnei minei chitim, he shnei minei sa'irim. Rabbi Zeira answered that so was the tradition though, and it was forgotten. Rabbi Chalafta ben Rashol reminded them that two kinds of wheat, the same applies to two kinds of barley. Ba'atanina and ha'machlik b'salim lachim ashuk shifei u'mekayim yiveshim l'goyren islach mima shuk v'goyren kach haisa halacha b'yadam shachur. We have a Mishnah that says the one who divides and takes moist onions to the market and keeps dry onions for the granary, he must leave pair from each. Can you say that that was the tradition and they forgot it? Because there are many halachas like this. Surely they are learned from the tradition about two kinds of wheat. Hanania b'shem Shmuel, elamedim men ha'iraya. Hanania, quoting Shmuel, said we don't learn from halacha, it means from a ruling, the halacha follows Rainier's opinion. Hakol meidim she'ein lemedim en maaseh, and all agree that we don't learn from an episode that happened. Amalei Rabbi Mana, hadad ad amal, bahu v'lo yisava v'amdu v'hu yisava adad. Rabbi Mana said to Hanania, we don't learn from an episode when the reason was not given. However, if the reason was given, then we do learn from it. Amalei, ben yisava ben v'lo yisava, and Hanania responds to Rabbi Mana, no, we don't learn from an episode whether the reason was given or if the reason was not given. Who the polyg, Rambu the polyg, Ben Sova Ben Lysova, Ovad. This is when there's an argument about the matter. If there is no argument, whether the reason was given or the reason was not given, we learn from it. We have Obishem of Yochanan, Kolasuim, Sheriba Alehen, Shegeg, Mutta, Mezid, Osa. We have all, quoting of Yochanan, said that all of them that one increased het on them and now that they share an amount enough to have vittle. If he was shege, it's permitted. If he was mezid, if he intentionally added, then it's forbidden. But I must nisa he, im shege muta, im mezid also. The Gemara also doesn't, a Mishnah teach this. If it was shege, he inadvertently, accidentally added, then it's permitted. But if he was intentional, then it's forbidden. Nisa, betruma, which is a dechamira, asa meimelach, vafila b'shah, kaladvoim. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah discusses Truma, which is stringent. The Rechon comes to teach, even for all other things, if he was mazed, it's forbidden. The Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yonason, B'Shem She Mitzvah Leimah Al-Dawa Shurim Naaseh, Kach Mitzvah Shurim Leimah Al-Dawa Shurim Naaseh. The Acha, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said that just like if a Mitzvah to say something that will be done means people will accept the rebuke, if a Mitzvah not to say something that will not be done, meaning that people will not accept the rebuke. Lovel said, just like it's forbidden to be metah that which is tame, so it's forbidden to be metame that which is tahor, because it's falsifying the locha, even to be more stringent. The Abba Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if a halacha comes to your hand about a sofek tumah of tumah, and you don't know whether to be toila, meaning suspend, meaning to say don't eat it and don't burn it until it's vaday tame, or whether to burn it, then you should always seek to burn rather than suspend, because nothing's there in the Torah than poem hanisrofim and sirim hanisrofim, and they are burned. Rabbi Yossi boy, Ramedim dosh, ein mitzvase lakan, dosh mitzvase lakan. Rabbi Yossi objective, can we learn something that is not its mitzvah, meaning tumah, should be eaten, not burned. And something that is a mitzvah, meaning poem and esophim, the same esophim, which should be burned. Hanalach, perek hakol, chayavim. We begin now the second perek. Halacha alas. Ein doshim ba'arayis, v'shleisha, v'lemaseh v'ishif, v'shnayim, Mishnah says we don't expound about Arayas, about the forbidden relationships with three Talmidim, and not about the massive ratios of creation of the world with two, and not about the Merkava that Yishayahu and Yechezkel saw with one, unless the Talmud is a Chacham and understands by himself after hearing the chapter headings. Everyone who looks at four things as if it means it would be better he had not come to this world. What is above means the head of the Chayas, which is a certain class of angels. What is below the ground, what is in front means before creation of the world, and what is in the back means after the end of the world. Anyone who is not concerned for the honor of his maker is as if it would be better that he did not come to this world. The Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Akiva. The Abba quoting Rabbi Yehuda said that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Torah didn't speak the way people speak. It says, Ish Ish, El Kol She'er B'Saroi, Le'i Sikuru, Le'i Elva. The phrase Ish Ish, then She'er, alludes to three, and it says, Le'i Sikuru, Le'i means don't expound in front of three. Tani Asoris, Le'uvda. However, according to Rishmol, that Rishmol taught that also Megadeth is a love against serving idolatry. If so, then three expressions of Karis are written, as it says about idolatry, V'nichusa Hikaris Tikaris. He expands Karis in this world and the world to come, and Dibbutur Kosh Meleodom, and the Torah speaks the way people speak, and if so, he cannot learn two from Ish Ish. Mindubi Ami, Yosef, Masni Azor, La Sheikhev, Azor, La Nishkav, Hada Amma, Halacha, Kabishmol. Since Rabbi Ami sat and taught about relationships between men, a love for the Sheikhev, the active partner, and a love for the Nishka, which is the passive partner, he didn't learn from the double expression of Loi Fishko Mishkavi Isha. He holds that Dibra Torah Kroshim Le'adon, the Torah speaks the way people speak, which shows that the Halacha follows Rabbi Ishmael.